Sit on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. The biggest stories from the week. Nigeria Info FM presents Hot Takes with Wemimo Adewuni, Fridays 8 to 9 a.m. Let's have a review of the biggest stories that got Nigeria talking this week, right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Happy Independence Day celebration, Nigeria, and happy 10th anniversary to Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Happy holidays also. I know it's a public holiday for you right there. Welcome to the show. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. It's time for Hot Takes. That's a review, a recap of the biggest stories from the week. Okay, I'm tempted. I'm sorely tempted. Okay. To instead a hot take of the biggest stories from the president's speech. But I'm going to do a recap like we've done for you during the front pages, Daily Today. And immediately would also continue with that at 9 o'clock. So let's do a recap of what happened in the past week as we jogged towards Nigeria's 61st birthday. Welcome to the show. We've got lots and lots of giveaways for you to be won all across our shows today and every day in October. You should listen to Nigeria Info anywhere you are. I keep telling you. Also, go and download the Nigeria Info mobile app. Okay, I told you. Because there's something happening there and it's beginning very soon. Okay, so go ahead and download the app. We've got something for you there shortly. Follow us right now. We're live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can join the show right now. It's Hot Takes. You can also join later on when I give you the WhatsApp number to send your messages and also call. Now, since it's Independence Day, let's start with the Vice President, right? VP Yemi Osinbajo on about his stance on Nigeria's milestone at 61. This, of course, generated a lot of reactions from across Nigerians. According to the VP, in line with the vision of his founding fathers, Nigeria has risen to become the most educated and entrepreneurial nation in Africa. Osinbajo said this in his message titled "The Vision on Defeated." He said that through the years, Nigerians have worked through thick and thin, from subjection to colonial monarchy to a sovereign republic to civil rule and to military rule. Of course, you know I have the sound for you, so listen to this.
And indeed, even after we have suffered for a while, this God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle us. So our current trials cannot draw the curtain on our story. Because the vision is for an appointed time.
Vision undefeated. He said this at the 61st Independence Anniversary Interdenominational Church Service. Also, in planning for the anniversary, the Independence Day, which is today, a statement by Rivers State Governor Nyesom Wike regretted that 61 years after independence, Nigeria is still grappling with leadership challenge. The governor made the assertion at an interdenominational church service also organized in commemoration of the 61st Independence Anniversary of Nigeria, this held in Port Harcourt. In Lagos State, Governor Sanwo-Olu is advising people to summon courage, to summon energy, to summon the political will to face problems confronting the country. He noted that Nigeria's political and leadership tussle and trajectory is not unique. And he says to secessionists, retreat, stop. He was speaking at the 83rd anniversary of Ikoyi Club in Lagos. Nigeria Info, we've also been speaking to Lagosians as Nigeria turns 61 today. Some of them express quite some displeasure at the state of the country while lamenting the high rate of insecurity and insurgency. They also feel the nation is yet to attain any form of freedom. What do you think? Listen to this.
Independence is something you celebrate when you have freedom. To me, our country is still in bondage, so there's nothing to celebrate.
There's a lot of suffering on the ground. There's a lot of poverty. People are suffering. It's not worth celebrating at all.
The security staff from our top officers. To celebrate anything pertaining to Nigeria, I'm not happy.
First of all, I don't think we should even be celebrating independence. The country is so insecure. It's when you are totally free. That's when you should be celebrating independence.
Okay, there you go. They said the country is not free. There's nothing to celebrate. That's the thought of a lot of people. One person was very interesting, though. He says that he believes that the fact that Nigeria is still united as a nation amidst all the crises calls for celebration.
Yeah, we should celebrate the fact that we have been united amongst all the problems that we have been, you know, the Boko Haram crisis, the terrorist crisis, everything. We should celebrate the fact that we are united. And we should also cooperate with each other to move the country forward.
All right, I'm going to throw in one more story and then I'll open the phone lines to get your take. Now, as of Monday morning, something huge happened, and it's huge because it affects everybody. The price of bread went up. We went up the roof. Now, the price of bread increased. I mean, the Lagos State Chapter of the Association of Master Bakers and Caterers of Nigeria, their chairman, Omotunde Raji, confirmed the increase in price. I was speaking to our correspondent, Emmanuel Onwuka. Before then, there was scarcity of bread in different areas of the state. And he says that the scarcity was intentional. Yes, they were trying to draw your attention to their plight and to also enable them to introduce the new prices because the ingredients are now expensive. He also attributed the increase in the cost of this ingredient to the rising dollar rate.
The small loaf that was 100 naira before will now go for 150. The 150 naira one will now go for 200. 50 naira increase. Then the bigger loaf, 100 naira increment. In your money, buy the dollar now. Dollar is 570. All the material that is being used to bread in Nigeria, they are imported.
We spoke to some Nigerians and they were begging the government to please step in. If bread is expensive, what is left?
Let these prices come down a little bit so that we can be able to afford to eat bread. It's too much. 400, 500, bread 700 naira. For God's sake, something of 200 naira before. The increase is too much.
Our salaries are not increasing. And the only bread we could afford is 300. It is now 450. How do you expect us to keep surviving? It has not been easy.
Bread, it don't cost. Everything is costly. Please. We beg you, help us beg Nigeria. Everything is too cost.
This increase in the price of bread is too much. Government should assist in doing something about it. Our children can no longer eat bread. We adults can't even dare.
All right, it's Hot Takes, 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's your take on these hot takes? Which one is your story? 0700-993-993-993. Please take about 45 seconds. I don't have a lot of time. Pick one story, give me a comment, and let's listen to somebody else. Welcome to the show. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, well, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
Jonathan is my name.
Welcome.
Just like I said in the morning, all this fish, I have crashed it. Imagine a country where some of those Baptist students, don't forget anymore, they are still in captivity. Imagine a country where they just kill Akinyili. Imagine a country where people are just in your headline this morning, and you cannot give a directive for the flag to be lower. You are busy talking English that doesn't amount to food on the table. I trash all your comments. Enjoy your morning.
Jonathan already gave a stern warning that if the president did not announce a drop in the flag, it wouldn't be happy at all. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning to you.
My name is Olumuyiwa, calling from Aja.
Welcome. You got 45 seconds. Let's make it quick.
Okay. Do you think the president said, well, because of time, he said Nigeria unity is non-negotiable, right? And that is where the solution of Nigeria is. He said they will trace all the sponsor of Sunday Igbowo and Nnamdi Kanu. But tomorrow, even Dubai give all the names for those that sponsor the Boko Haram and bandits. Yeah, tomorrow they did not do anything. And now they are saying they want to trace those that finance Sunday Igbowo. And he's still coming back and telling me that Nigeria unity is non-negotiable. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name? What's your take?
My name is Rosalind from Turuleri.
Welcome. What's your hottest take this morning?
The rising cost of foodstuffs. It's something else. The government is like, they are not even affected. So that's why it keeps going on this way. Let's pray that God should please touch their mind. You cannot run a home, even with 10,000. You can't.
10,000.
Come to our plight. Bread, even beans. You didn't even talk about that one. Beans.
Yeah.
The cup of beans is now 750, 700. You should please come to our plight.
Thank you.
And please just do something needful.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning. This is Alex.
Welcome, Alex.
Yeah, I think this government, our government, Nigeria, should learn to distinguish between commemoration and celebration. Why would we commemorate?
Yeah.
Right? Frankly, there is nothing about this country the way it is right now to celebrate. How much blood of Nigerians have been spilled on our streets, and the government is talking about celebrating? That speech was a disgrace. It's another disgrace in the series of disgraceful speeches that this president has made continuously over time. He had no business saying all those words that he was saying. He was promising that he was going to increase his civil servant salary. That's why I say it's another disgrace. How many times has this government made promises and they failed on it? It is a disgrace. We have nothing to celebrate. We may commemorate, but it's disgraceful, everything.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. Okay, I'll take a few more. Hello.
Hello.
Radio off, please.
Hello, okay. Hello.
Make it quick. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Jonah is calling from Lekki.
Your radio needs to be off.
Okay, Jonah is calling from Lekki.
Welcome. What's your hot take, Jonah?
Well, I have heard a lot. People are saying that there's nothing to celebrate in Nigeria. Really, there is nothing to celebrate because most of Nigeria live in a deep sorrow. People are dying here and there. And foodstuffs, people cannot able to afford. I think there's nothing to celebrate. I expected the government to, you know, to come out and plead with Nigerians that they should be patient, let them, you know, go into the country and search and look at what is the cause of all this foodstuff rising and all those problems that are here and there, especially insecurity issues. Yeah. Let them tackle it. Let them make Nigeria sleep eye closed before they will think of celebration.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll take a few more and then we'll continue bringing you more takes. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Your radio needs to be off. Good morning.
I'm off there.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Joy.
Welcome, Joy. What's your hot take?
See, just like Alex said, the speech is a disgrace, a very shameful one. His handlers really does not even know what is happening around. Would I say so? Or even him, the president, does not even see the plight of Nigerians. See people dying in quantum. He didn't even mention that. And he's saying that there are people sabotaging the food security that we have. What food do we have? When people are being, bandits are busy killing farmers, and he said we have food, that the food reserve is going to set up committee with whatever National Assembly to talk about the middlemen who are hoarding food. What food are they hoarding? Where is the food? Things are expensive. If you go to the Western world, food is the cheapest commodity anybody can afford to have. Yeah. We do not have food to eat on our table. The blood of innocent people are being spilled all over the place. He didn't even mention those that died. And he didn't mention it, Sonny Bo and Kanu Wankwa, whatever, that Nigeria is in the That thing is even saying is like a threat to people.
Thank you very much, Joy.
That wants Nigerian division. We are many.
Thank you very much, Joy. Time is up now. All right, let me run you through some more takes. I'll go on a break, then I'll come back to take more of your reactions. So many things happened in this week leading up to the to Nigeria's Independence Day, which is today, and I'm running you through all of them. All right, we talked about the opinions of some governors and the president regarding celebrations today, and also on the hike in the price of bread, as with so many other things that the prices have gone off the roof. Now, let's talk about the 2023 elections. Key participants have pitched in on whether there should be zoning of the candidacy to the north or the south. This week, northern governors drew a lot of reaction when they opposed their southern counterparts. They which demanded that the president The next president should come from the south. There was a communique released after a meeting on Monday where the northern governor said zoning is unconstitutional. Chairman of the forum, who's also the governor of Plateau State, Simon Lalong, read the communique on behalf of his colleagues. And he says that although some northern governors had endorsed power shift to the south, that regional governors collectively condemned the call. They are not in support.
Rivers and Lagos State government had enacted their own VAT laws, and the Southern Governors Forum have expressed support for this course of action. VAT is being confused by these state governments as a sales tax. If every state enacted its own VAT law, multiple taxation will result in increase of prices of goods and services and collapse in interstate trade until and unless the Supreme Court pronounces judgment on the substantive matter. Between Rivers State and the federal government, the matter is sub judice. And Northern State Governors Forum would respect this.
All right, so that is in regard to the VAT, which you also spoke about, which is a lingering issue between the federal government and the state government. All right, so here's when he talked about the distribution of power, north or south.
The forum unanimously condemned the statement by the Southern Governors Forum that the presidency must go to the south. The statement is quite contradictory with the provision of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, 1999, as amended, that the elected president shall A, score the majority votes, B, score at least 25% of the votes cast in 2/3 states of the Federation, C, in the case of run-up, simple majority win will win the election.
There you go. In Lagos, we also had reactions from the APC and the PDP. On behalf of the APC, Shaye Oladejo, who's a spokesperson of the party, says he believes in the rotation to promote fairness.
It's morally binding and makes a whole lot of political wisdom for the president to be rotated, to be fair to everybody, especially in view of recent developments as regards the Lopsided Federation and the issue of security and giving fresh concern about the fairness, justification for the unity.
In Lagos, the PDP does not think so. He says that Nigerians should not be bothered about zoning, but should rather focus on the candidate.
There's no reason why we must have a zoning. We must allow credible persons to become the head of all our controls. But the unfortunate mismanagement of the government by some persons from some regions have made it look like the regions are advantaged more than other regions, so giving some sort of a hostility against them. To me, I believe that we should not promote mediocrity by saying that it must be a regional thing.
All right. So do you think that this thing should be zoned? Should regions take turns in producing the president and the vice president? Send me your thoughts. I'll take your calls after the break. This is Hot Takes. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and I'm running you through the biggest stories from the week. Before the break, I reminded you about the zoning conversation, going to the north or to the south. And we have the PDP versus the APC saying, take it to the north or the south, or no, let the people decide. What do you think? Would you rather choose your president and vice president, no matter where they come from, or would you rather they come from a certain zone? 0700-993-993-993. Let me add one story to that before I open the phone lines. 29 years ago, there was a plane crash at Ejigbo where 165 military officers died. That was 1992. The college, that's the Armed Forces Command and Staff College, in their memory has erected a cenotaph which contains the names of all those who were aboard the Nigeria Air Force C-130 aircraft. The commandant of the college, Air Vice Marshal Ebenezer Alade, gave a remark and said the unfortunate incident abruptly ended the lives of the promising officers. I'm very glad that they put up this cenotaph in honor and remembrance to preserve the memories of these gallant men who died in service. Also add to that, on Tuesday in this outgoing week, there was pandemonium in Abuja. What happened? Well, several members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria were arrested after they carried out a protest on the Abuja Kaduna Expressway. According to reports, soldiers took up positions after members of the group breached the busy road. There were chaotic scenes as policemen fired tear gas and chased after the protesters. Shortly after that, a senior police officer, Benedict Igwe, told journalists that the Islamic movement had no approval to embark on a public procession in the Federal Capital Territory.
No person should take law into his or her hands. No group or persons to take laws into their hands. If you want to demonstrate in FCT, or you want to process, or you want to do anything, apply to the Commissioner of Police in FCT. Once it's approved, we will accord you the due respect and regard.
We're still on this conversation, but by law, you don't need to apply. The officer says that because they did not apply. Okay, what do you think about these stories? What's your take? 0700-993-993-993. If you're calling me and you're female, 01465-7190. Make it quick, make it short, make it sweet. Welcome to the show. Hello. Morning. Are you ready for me? I don't think so. Hello?
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, honestly, my name is Babaji.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, quickly, let me talk about the Zuni formula.
Mm-hmm.
The Northern group said is an insult.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use the word must. And probably, I'm looking at it, maybe they are talking to themselves. Because if you look at the SATRA governors, it's not one party. It's all parties together. So probably they are talking to both parties. Say, look, it's better for you to pick from the south, you know, because the north, they've gotten 8 years already. But politicians, they know how to play their game anyway. If they are going to choose from the south, if you ask me, you ask a question.
Yeah.
Do you want the president, the vice president to come from anywhere, provided you have good governance? If you ask me, they can come from anywhere. I've been an advocate of sharing the weight from the central. If you are president, it doesn't matter, you have the powers. A president should not be the person to appoint the INEC chairman, the FCC chairman. It should be civil society.
Okay.
You know, you
Thank
are the
you.
One to appoint them. Yeah.
Thank you
so
very
they
much.
They should share the weight.
Okay.
And anybody can be there.
Thank you very much. Let me head to Facebook and take some. Oh, I've got Michael on the line from VR. Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Yeah, Wemimo, how are you?
I'm great. Happy anniversary to us. Happy Independence Day to Nigeria. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I still believe that our best days are ahead of us as a nation. I'm optimistic and incurable one. I have four boys. So their future is tied to the success of this nation. So I have a lot to give to make it work. But on the stories you took, I think everybody knows what injustice means. And everybody, including the politicians, they know what to do. What is wrong in Peter Obi being the president of Nigeria? What is wrong with that?
You mean unilaterally they should decide that?
No, what I mean is that we have tried the northerners, we have tried them, we have tried the southerners, we have tried Obasanjo, we have tried the from the west. We've tried the south-south, Jonathan. What is wrong in saying, okay, the Igbos were defeated in war, even though they say no victor, no vanquish. But what is wrong? It will be, is he not capable? The PDP should present him. What is wrong in him winning and running this nation? When he was in Anambra, he did a fantastic job.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but you need to keep within time. I don't have so much of it. All right. I'd love to hear from you, but I have limited
Hello, good
time.
Morning, Wemimo.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. This Friday from Ugolere.
Welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. See, I want to ask this question. The president coming for a fighting zoo, does that help the zoo? Buhari is from Katsina State. The other time, was it not last year, early this year, when Buhari visited Katsina State? Over 300 students were kidnapped. In the same Katsina State. And the emir of Daura was also kidnapped. I just think that let the best president, the best person, can come from anywhere. I don't care if it's from my village or if it's from anywhere.
Right.
Let the person that can unite Nigeria together. That is what I want to.
Thank you.
I don't care who he is. If it's a Ghanaian, if it's a Togolese. let's just come and
All
unite
right.
this country.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's keep the time, please. Hello. Take 45 seconds, please. Do me the favor, the honor, please. Summarize your thoughts, okay? Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What's your name? What's your hot take?
Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Okay. What's your hot take?
Well, I want to talk about the issue of bread increase in price. It all boils down to the problem of greed and covetousness by Nigerians. A situation where somebody will buy something 100 naira and he wants to make 150 naira again. Are you blaming that on government?
But the bread makers, they insist that, if you listen to me, the Bread Makers Association, they tell us that it's because ingredients are...
Of the case of the governor,
I think he can't hear me.
Saying Nigeria has problem of leadership. He himself is one of the leaders in the country. How is the people of Rivers State better than other states in Nigeria?
All right, thank you. Time is up. I think he didn't hear me. Godwin is on the line from Lekki. Keep it short. Welcome, Godwin. What's your hot take?
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Happy independence to Nigeria Info and Nigeria as a whole.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the Buhari speech this morning.
Okay.
About the insecurity of about the Nnamdi Kanu with Sunday Boo. He's saying that he's going to like track down on a sponsor of Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Boo. I want to ask. Those people that are in Nigeria, like the Boko Haram, banditry, and the Fulani men. So, is there any way you can track down those men? I don't understand.
The UAE gave us a list of their names of the financiers of Boko Haram in Nigeria. Six of them. They sent it to Nigeria.
because I remember that this Boko Haram has been they have been operating since before Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Igbohu now come to existence. So how come we'll not be able to track down those guys since how many years now? Not even single one of them has been, you know, put on the wanted list. So
all right, thank you very much. I'm sorry, but you need to summarize. I want to jump to WhatsApp. WhatsApp people are on my neck because I'm not reading their messages. Please. Okay, let me speak with Sylvanus. After that, I'm going to WhatsApp. Is he ready for me? Hello,
yeah,
Sylvanus.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah. Actually, the issue of people saying they don't care where the president comes from, I am not part of that.
Okay.
For example, your studio, Nigeria Info, if we should ask you to produce somebody to rule this country, will you tell me there are nobody capable in that area? So the presidency should be zoned to a six geopolitical zone so that there will be peace in this country. There is no, before you reach from here, another 1 mile, there are capable people all over the place. So I don't always like to hear that any president can come from anywhere. It's not balanced. We want a balanced society.
Thank you very much, Sylvanus, for calling. I'm on WhatsApp now, people. Morning, Wemimo. You didn't tell me your name. There is so much hardship in the country. Prices of foodstuff and other social amenities have increased, but our salaries remain the same. May God help us. Wemimo, please correct Friday that Emir of Daura was never kidnapped or adopted. Okay, I hear you. It says Mo Shaka. Adeshino Ayotonibo from Matogun, the elders, the so-called elders, have only succeeded in making Nigeria a curse for the young people. So unfortunate. That speech this morning is another pepe on Nigerian wound. Thank you for your message. Happy Independence Day, happy anniversary from Oberton. Thank you so much. Good morning, Wemimo. PDP has been a visionless party in the country and has learned from its failure. So how can you say rotational government is not important? What I expected is for them to have said that both rotational and credible president is what we need in the country. Abdul Wahid from Orile Igbomu, thanks for your message. I'm taking the messages randomly. If I don't get to yours, pardon me. Good morning, Wemimo. The best thing Buhari... Okay, I think you said this earlier. I did not expect anything reasonable from the president's speech. The doctors are still on strike. Things are super expensive. A lot of killings and kidnapping. Dollar has risen. These and many more going on. David Ibiam from Nigeria. I love your address. It says it's from Nigeria. That's very cool. All right, let me go to Facebook. Okay, let's go around. After that, I head to YouTube. Evangelist Innocent A. Thomas thinks it's madness to celebrate Nigeria's independence anniversary. With the high level of corruption, killings and poverty in the land, Nigerian leaders, both past and present, should be ashamed of themselves for putting Nigeria into this level of mess. Chris Ikewo says he's listening from Onisha via the app. Thank you. Amos Oluwa Shegun, Wemimo, I'm seeing you for the first time. Yo. Stone says the president's speech writers don't have human feelings. Rather than look for means of building the people's confidence, he's busy talking about Igboho and Kanu. Prince Tunde Oshi, Wemimo, good morning. Government is not sensitive to the plight of the citizens. Let them know we all are in this together. Godson Idowu, this Buhari must go protest. Must be held across the country as they have started in Abuja this morning. Are you serious? There's a protest going on in Abuja. Okay. We don't have government in this country. Enough is enough. Okay, let me reach out to Abuja, guys. Joseph Obeta, for me, I don't have anything to talk about the president's speech. For Oshimbajo, he should know that he's the weakest vice president Nigeria has ever had. Instead of resigning as a pastor, if he knows that he doesn't have anything to offer, he's there just enjoying allowances. Obeta Joseph from Shasha. Nigeria is for all of us. That's calm. Shobai Olumuyiwa says, Jayoba Paul Oluwasegun, happy anniversary to Nigeria Info. Thank you. David Ibiam, okay, I think I read this right from you on WhatsApp. Oladele Mike, nothing to celebrate here. Wemi Mom, meanwhile, congratulations to Nigeria Info. Thank you. Okay, I got yours too. Peter Amaneshi, good morning, Wemi Mom. I was actually watching and listening to the president's speech until he said, fellow Nigerians, Nigeria belongs to all of us. Which us is he talking about? Does he know how much I bought the bread I used to buy for 300? It's now 550 naira. Okay, I'm heading back to the phone lines. Let's see the female lines. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Welcome.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning.
Hi, this is Madam Ifu.
Welcome good to morning. The show. Good morning. What's your hot take?
My hot take is inflation now. Everything. When I mean everything, even this morning, not up to 1 hour, I was making a list of what I'm going to take to market to cook vegetable and stew. I'm seeing 11,000 something.
Hey.
I'm telling you honestly, and this ain't soup. This ain't 2 pot of soup. Is what I use at 5,000, 6,000 to cook for years. But it's been inflation. That is now 6,800. In some areas, I hear 7,000 something. Kerosene is 400. Are we going back to sawdust? So we use this sawdust to cook when we are all women. When you leave that today, you are going to your kitchen.
I remember that year. I remember that sawdust year, man.
When we're growing up, Independence Day, it's celebration. You will see all of us cooking.
Yes.
Cooking everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Thank you for calling. I mean, when she mentioned sawdust, I had a huge flashback. I was young, but I remember. Oh my goodness. My God. I remember there was one forest around now what's this place called? In Ibadan. That's one God, just jumped out of my head. We would all go there looking for sticks. When the sticks were exhausted, it was sawdust. You do some sticks, you do some sawdust. It was I pray we never go back there. That was horrible. I mean, Nigeria was not under siege or something, but it was terrible. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah. My name is Olaide. I'm calling on behalf of Deborah Group. You know, we always see these children.
Oh.
50 naira, 3 times in a week.
You do what? Today. Can you say that again?
Today I'm supposed to go there. I don't even know what to tell the children. The expression on their face and everything. Please help us beg them.
Please, your line was interrupted. Can you say that again?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, yeah. My name is Laide. I have an NGO called Deborah Group. We go to Makoko to see the children there because they are poor children. They don't have food. They don't have anything. And we normally buy bread from the bakery, 50 naira. We feed over 300 children Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But now we cannot do that because the bread is so expensive. I'm supposed to go there this morning. I don't know how to face those children because they are very hungry. Their expectation is high. They are expecting us. Their mothers, once they see us on the road, they are already following us. We don't even know what to tell them.
Oh, my goodness.
So please, we are doing NGO. We are not collecting money from the government. We don't have interest in becoming governor or anything, but we just want to, you know, make an impact in our society.
Yeah.
Please let them just reduce the
price of bread.
Thank you. So sorry about that. That hits home. Let me speak with that Dego kid and I run you through a few more. Then
hi,
we go.
Hello.
Good morning.
Happy anniversary.
First
of all, the speech of Buhari. It's really disheartening. I was expecting a lot more than this, but I'm disappointed. It's just the normal script as usual. It's something different now. You get to address issues. We need solution. We need results. You get not just speech. Then the foodstuff prices, my dear. Somebody saying this, Zerika is 750. Is 800 in my case? 800. Pure water has gone up. Common pure water. Rice gone up. Gari gone up. It's common food that the common man can eat. You know, this thing does not get to the people in the leadership position. They don't feel it. That's why if they are like us, common man, we trek on the road, we do the normal thing, we buy food with our own money, they will feel it.
They don't feel it.
It's really inconsiderate of them.
Thank you, Adegoke, for calling. Let me give you a final story. Then, remember, I want to give you 10,000 naira, right? Let me liven up the mood for you. It's Nigeria Info's birthday. You can call it a birthday. Nigeria Info is 10. Starting today throughout the month of August on every show, every day throughout the month of October. Okay, did I say August again? Throughout the month of October, we will be giving you 10,000 naira on every show. So this is how we're going to play it. I'll tell you in a minute. Let me give you my final story and then we go on to play the quiz and give you 10,000 naira on the show today. Now, if you've not gotten vaccinated against COVID-19, it's very likely that you're going to start paying for the vaccine. Yeah, you heard me. The governor of Lagos State, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, hinted this when he was speaking at the 2021 Global Citizen Live event in this going week. He was speaking in an exclusive interview with Nigeria Info. Listen to this.
For us in Lagos, we're committing to prioritizing the vaccine equity among the entire population. We will do this as we've done with the COVID-19 PCR testing. We plan to partner with the private sector once again to help us to procure, to store, to distribute, and to administer the vaccine doses. Our proposal, therefore, is to reserve about 50% of the vaccines procured from the partnership with the private sector to ensure that we make them available free of charge at all government health centers. Once the campaign will subsidize the cost of vaccination for those who cannot pay.
So, people who can pay will subsidize the cost for those who cannot pay. So, how the government will decide on who can pay and who cannot, I cannot answer.
Lagos, are we ready? The biggest thing ever is about to hit Lagos. Unveiling The Shift will be explosive. Venue, Unilag Jeff Ade Ajayi Auditorium, 2 p.m. on Saturday, 2nd October. It's
entry ticket for free. Text yes to 0802-322-0973.
Okay, there you go. Let's play our game. Yay! This is the part I've been waiting for all morning. Are you ready? Okay, so here's how we're going to play the game. Before, one person will play per show, right? But what we're going to do now is two people will play, not together. The first person will play. You'll answer my questions in 1 minute. And then the next person will play and answer in 1 minute. Whoever answered the most questions, remember, when you're done playing the game, please stay on the line and let us get your detail, okay, before you go, in case you are the winner. Please, honestly, if you leave without giving us your detail and you are the winner, I can't help you, okay? When you're done playing, if I pick your call, stay on the line. Let's get your details. Someone will get your details. And if you're the winner, we will contact you on that number that you called with. Do you understand? I hope so. I want you to have this 10,000, okay? Every show, every day throughout the month of October, 10,000 naira on every show. Because we're 10. Here are. All right. If you're ready, let's go. Okay. So I'm just going to pick randomly. The questions are very simple, you know, very easy peasy. I would like to take a woman from a female line and then a male line and let's pick a winner. Hello?
Hello.
Congratulations. You're my first player. Are you ready to play for 10,000 Naira?
Yes.
What's your name?
Special Ofoduba.
Please say your name clearly so we can get it.
My name is Special. Special.
Your name is Special.
Mary Ofoduba, yes.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikeja.
You have precisely 60 seconds and your time starts now. You have 10 questions. Answer as many as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Nigeria was named after what?
Nigeria was named after what?
I'm asking you. You shouldn't be asking me back.
Okay, skip.
The national animal...
Lord Lugard.
What?
Lord Lugard.
No, wrong. The national animal emblem of Nigeria is what? What's our national emblem? Animal emblem.
Horse.
Wrong. The Nigeria's governmental constitution is chiefly based on that of which country?
Skip.
Nigeria's internet country top level domain. What's our domain name? Our domain level. Dot what?
Skip.
The national anthem of Nigeria has been "Arise, O Compatriots" since which year?
Skip.
The country made up of semi-autonomous units is called what? Final question, how many local governments are there in Nigeria?
Skip.
Oh, Special now. Special now. All right, thanks for calling. You didn't answer any question. My second player, maybe we would have three people play because you must compete for this money. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome, welcome. What's your name? Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to play. My name is Okay.
Okay what? Okay who?
Okay. Okay, Chukwu Joseph, calling from Lekki.
All right, stay on the line. Are you ready to answer my questions?
Yes, I do.
Let's go. You've got precisely 60 seconds and your time starts now. Tell me three government officials that have received COVID-19 vaccine in Nigeria.
Mr. President, the Vice President.
What's his name? Their names, please.
President Buhari, Vice President Oshibanjo, and Governor Sholu.
Okay, I'll give you. What is the name of the presenter who runs the early morning show on Saturday on our station? Give me one name of the presenters on Saturday morning.
Okay. Obo.
Correct. How old is Nigeria this year? I shouldn't even ask you that one. Who was it?
61 years.
You are even wrong. It's a simple question. Who was the first live guest on Nigeria Info when we started? Who was our very first live guest?
Skip.
What's the name of the longest bridge in Africa?
Skip.
Which state is the smallest in Nigeria?
Abia.
Wrong. The tiniest bone in the human body is found in the hand. True or false?
True.
Wrong. Who becomes a president when the vice president dies?
President Goodluck Jonathan.
Wrong. You have
the vice president.
Wrong. Ah, you guys. Okay, final question. The youth forum created to bring youths of Nigeria across different tribes together is what? What forum brings all youth together every year?
National Youth Association of Nigeria.
You got two questions correctly. Please stay on the line. Oh, you people! Please stay on the line. Let's get your detail. His number is the 0906, okay? I hope you get the correct one. Yes, it's the 0906. Two questions correctly. Please get his full name. Write two questions in front of his name. 2,000 Naira. Two questions. Let's play a final one. Can we do that quickly? Hello? Are you there?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, but my time is totally up. What are we going to do?
Oh, no, please.
Answer 5 questions for me. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What's the longest bridge in Africa?
The longest bridge in Africa is the third mainland bridge.
Wrong. What's the smallest state in Nigeria?
Sorry?
The smallest state in Nigeria.
Abia.
Wrong. The biggest, largest state in Nigeria.
The largest state in Nigeria, Kano.
Wrong. What's the name of the co-host on What's Up Lagos? There are two hosts on What's Up Lagos. Tell me their names. You people don't want my money. I will vex and take my money and go and cook vegetable. What is all of this?
Collins and something.
Huh?
Collins and Sarah.
No way. Okay, so my last caller before this one answered two questions and you're getting the 10,000 naira for today. Two questions, very poor, but you won. So the next one is happening on the next show. Every show, watch out. Watch out and play and try and play again, okay? Thank you, everybody. I have to go. The news right now after that, Jimmy Disu is back in here on Daily Digest. My name is Wemimo Adewun. It's going to be fun. Nigeria Info is 10. Don't go away. We're coming with the news.
The home of entertaining conversations.
I personally think Liverpool of last season that lost the title.
99.3.
My personal opinion.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens.